This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
If I had to choose between throwing my iPhone into a burning fire versus throwing my journal into the burning fire, the journal would win every single day of the week. The journal, it's one of those things that can be as useless as a piece of trash or one of the most valuable things that you've ever owned. And it all depends upon what you fill that journal's pages with. Today, I'm going to share some of my personal favorite journaling ideas that I've used in the past. You know, you can use them all if you want to. You can combine the ones you like, or you can just pick the single journaling idea that most resonates with you and where you're at in life right now and use that. Either way, journaling, when done regularly, almost always leads to fresh, new insights, new ideas that can just absolutely transform your life, that can help you make massive changes in life, or that can help you gain clarity in tough times, that can help you through stressful situations. You know, I've used all of the journaling ideas that we're going to talk about in this episode at some point in my life, some of which I continue to use today, either to get through tough times, to achieve my goals, maintain my sanity, or to foster some of my creative efforts, like for instance, fleshing out a topic idea for an article or a podcast or a talk that I'm doing. And whichever one of these journaling ideas you decide to use and incorporate in your own life, just promise me this one simple thing, that you'll actually use them, because they'll only work if you work them. Let's dive into it. The first journaling idea I want to share with you is to write down your goals each day. Every day, write down your goals. Now, this is by far my favorite of all the journaling ideas on this list because it's such a crucial part of my life. It's a crucial part of my morning routine, and it's something that I've been doing daily for over 5 years now. I first picked up this idea of writing down your goals each day from a book called Goals by Brian Tracy. Now, a lot of his stuff is questionable and a little corny, sometimes boring, but this book was transformative for me, at least. And this is one of the biggest ideas that I picked up from the book, because what I found is, and what I realized is, hey, if you're going to write down your goals once or twice a year and you see results, which is what happened with me, I went from never doing any of this stuff and working on my personal development over the last decade or so to just starting and then writing down my goals once or twice a year. And then I started doing it every 3 months. And then I started doing it every month. And each time I increased the frequency with which I was writing down and reviewing my goals, I realized that, hey, it's actually propelling me towards faster and faster success each time I increase that frequency. So why not, if it works, if I do it once a year or twice a year, see dramatic changes, every month see dramatic changes, why not do it every day? And that's what I started doing. First time I picked up that idea was from that book called Goals by Brian Tracy. And I've been doing it daily for over 5 years now. Every morning I just wake up, I grab my journal, I rewrite my goals. And this is a daily practice for me. I'll never miss a day for the rest of my life. And there are two reasons, again, that I decided to make this journaling idea a lifelong habit. Journaling my goals, it reminds me of what matters most to me right now. Right? When you do this, you'll find that some of the goals you rewrite are going to get more specific, while others are going to change or get forgotten about altogether. That's okay. And then the second reason is that something magical just happens when you regularly write down what you really, truly, genuinely want out of life. Right? That real desire that you have. What do you really want? And when you actually start to write that down, it pulls focus into your life of what really matters. And then you actually start to get it, right? Great ideas hit you out of nowhere. Your mind urges you to take action on them until your goals end up becoming a reality. It's a beautiful thing, baby. It's a very beautiful thing, I gotta tell you. So here's how this works. Every morning before you begin your day, open up a fresh page in your journal. If you don't have a journal yet, go ahead and get one and write down your top 10 to 15 goals. Now, here's the thing. Here's the key to this practice. The next day, wake up, do the same thing, but don't look at the previous day. Do the same thing without looking at the previous page. Do this for 30 days, right? Wake up, rewrite your goals. Don't look at the previous day. And what you'll notice is that your goals will begin to clarify. They might even transform or change altogether. And that's a good thing because it helps you, again, hone in on what you really want out of life. Let's talk about the second idea. Second journaling idea here is to have a daily log. Now, the daily log is just when you journal about your day-to-day, you know, what you did, what you ate, who you saw, who you spoke with, whatever you want to write down on this daily log, you just write it down, jot it down. It's a working way to log your life, essentially. And the best part about this journaling habit is that you literally have a handwritten record of what you've done on any given day. And believe me when I tell you that it comes in handy, right? When you run a phone call about a bill, when you're internet company overcharges you, you talk to them and you call them and you get that bill back down, you jot down who you spoke with, how long you spoke with them for, how by how much off you got your bill, how much money they're supposed to take off. And then lo and behold, next month that statement comes in and you realize that they didn't do jack. They didn't take that money off that they were supposed to when you talked to them about it. Well, now you have a record of that. You can contact them. You can say, hey, I spoke to Nancy Bertha here on such and such day, and we had come to an agreement that she was going to take off this and this money from my bill. What's the dealio, baby? Get it off, man. What's happening? Right? So here's essentially how this works. You get a journal that's comfortable enough for you to carry wherever you go, right? Bring it with you everywhere. And as various things happen throughout your day, just log them. You can draw pictures, you can jot stuff down, you can record them as detailed notes. It's totally up to you. It's your journal, something you'll need to do daily though. That's the important thing. It's important to keep those parameters loose enough as well though that you'll actually want to do it. Make it fun for yourself. Let's talk about the third idea here. Journal three things that you're grateful for every day. So to give you an example, here are three things I'm grateful for today. My family, number one. Number two, doing work that helps people improve their lives and achieve their goals. Number three, the green juice that I've got on my desk here as I record this podcast, right? So easy peasy. Some days I go really detailed, I get real emotional with it, and I really feel it. And sometimes I'll even talk about just little things that I feel grateful for that are easy to miss and easy to forget about and take for granted. Things like the fact that I have electricity, that I have fingernails, right, that I have legs to walk with, eyes to see, a vocal cords to actually communicate, right? These are things that we forget about because they're automatic. We were, you know, they were the package, the human package. We came with these things, but you know what? You could lose them just like that. So it's important to remind yourself of how grateful you are for them. And a lot of beautiful things happen, both psychologically and physiologically, when you bring true gratitude into your life. And again, you can be as detailed as you want with this or as specific as you want. You can even keep the list going on if you want and write more than three things. But be sure to include at least three things a day. A couple more things to keep in mind about this journaling habit here, about being grateful. Three things that you're grateful for every day. Gratitude journaling, it can be done anytime throughout the day. There's no set time period here. But what I would recommend is I would recommend actually doing it in the morning before beginning your day. And the reason for that is because genuine gratitude actually reverberates into the rest of your entire day. It sets off a domino effect of optimism with which you can approach your work, your clients, your family, and everybody else that you cross paths with. It's beautiful. It's awesome. And on top of that, it's psychologically impossible, by the way, psychologically impossible to feel stressed and to feel grateful at the same time. You can't feel those two things simultaneously. So in other words, gratitude, it's a win whichever way you look at it. If you're stressed out, you feel grateful, the stress dissipates, it goes away. So here's how to put this one in action. Crack open your journal or planner every single day, right? Your diary, whichever you know, notebook, whatever you have that you want to designate for this activity, or set aside some space within a journal that you already keep, right? Crack open your journal, write down three things you're grateful for. Optional, but highly recommended, is to make your list in the morning. Also, if you already keep a journal or planner or to-do list of some kind, again, you can just set aside some open space on one of those pages to write out the three things that you're grateful for. And this way, what you can do is you can actually just look at it. It'll be in your periphery. It'll be in your periphery throughout the day as you're checking stuff off your list. Number four, the fourth idea is journaling for problem solving. Should you move to a bigger house? Should you quit your job? What's your life's purpose? You know, these are examples of life challenges that I've journaled about and that I found solutions to in the past. And the reason it's great to journal about your problems is because our brains tend to enlarge problems. We make them bigger than they are. We make them seem bigger than they really are. But when we write our problems down, we minimize those bad boys, baby. We make them smaller just by the simple act of writing them down. Now, I'm not saying your problems are going to go away the moment you put pen to paper, but you do realize that your problems aren't as daunting as they seem in your head once you've gotten them down on paper. And that's a great first step, isn't it? Here's how to put this one to work. Whenever you're faced with a challenge of some kind, open up to a fresh page in your journal and write out your problem as if it were a question at the top of your page. Write it down in question form. For example, something that you might want to journal about, a problem that you might want to journal about is, you know, maybe you've been offered a promotion at work. So you might write something like, but you're not, you know, you're not sure if you want to take it or not because of the commute. So you might write down at the top of your page in the middle, I've been offered a promotion at work. I'll be making more money, but my daily commute increases by an hour. Should I take the job? Should I take the promotion? Is it worth it? Now you start a list of potential solutions, or you start a pros and cons list to help you decide what to do about the problem. For example, moving forward with this, you've got this question at the top of your page, and then you start saying, you know, hey, should I take the promotion because it would be nice to have that money and I could start, you know, investing in my side business with that extra promotion money? That would be a pro, right? You can have that extra money to invest in your side business that you've been dreaming about. Or I shouldn't take this promotion because blah, 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 blah. The commute, science shows us, research tells us that extra, you know, a longer commute just for some extra money isn't worth it when it comes to happiness. That's real talk, by the way. Now, unless you decide otherwise, right, those are just a couple examples. You can journal about whatever problems you're facing for however long you want. You can do it however you want. But I'm just telling you that if you journal about your problems, you make them smaller and you find solutions to them, which is beautiful. Now, unless you decide otherwise, by the way, another quick note before we move on to the next one, is that unless you decide otherwise, this is for your eyes only, right? So don't worry about being organized and making it look good and having a perfect outline and all that stuff. Just the idea is to just get clear about what you want, find a solution to your problems. That's it. Boom. Let's move on. Number five, the fifth journaling idea is to journal for stress. This is similar to the problem solving one. Now, when we're stressed out about something, it's usually because our thinking is scattered, super scattered, or because we're just really pissed off. Or because we're being bombarded with more stuff to do or think about than we can handle right now. Now, in my experience, journaling for stress seems to have, it's got a therapeutic effect. If I'm angry about something or if I'm confused about how to approach a personal issue that I'm wrestling with in my own mind, I just take out my journal. I start to write about it. In the beginning of these journaling sessions, I kind of feel like a little kid, right? Just scribbling out a bunch of incoherent run-on sentences peppered with F-bombs. But once I've gotten the bullshit out of my system, something awesome happens. I start writing about my feelings, my emotions. I start asking myself why I'm feeling the way I do. I write it all down. I get it all out. I just keep going, 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 going. I don't stop. Stream of consciousness style. And it helps. It genuinely helps. Now, the stress, it might not go away entirely, but it's a much better option than popping Prozac and drugging yourself up, cover it all up, right? In fact, journaling about the stuff that stresses you out helps you do something that drugs can never do. It allows you to uncover the root causes of your stress. It allows you to uncover the root causes of your stress. If you do this and you really dive deep and really look into yourself and allow yourself to just write down whatever's on your mind, you'll find that you'll start to uncover, you'll start to peel back layers of yourself until you get to the core. And you might learn something new about yourself as you do this, as you journal. And just like any of life's other major challenges, you know, we've got to start with the roots if we want to see the fruits, baby. You want to taste the fruits of your labor? You got to start with the roots, baby. And the roots ain't always easy. All right. So specifically, let's talk about what you need to do to make this journaling habit work for you. Whenever you feel stressed out about anything, grab your journal, open up a fresh page. Start writing down everything that you feel stressed or tense or anxious about. And again, it helps to ask and answer the following questions, by the way, during your journaling session. What am I stressed about? Why do I feel this way? What are some things that I can do to alleviate the stress? In other words, what are some actions I can take, right? Now, there aren't any time restraints here or page targets or anything like that. You just write for as long as you want and you fill as many pages as you want. The idea is to just basically make you feel like you're getting it all out, as if you were calling up an old friend, right, to rant about something that you feel angry about. Think of it as if you were ranting to a friend, except inside your journal. Write it all down, get it all out. The final idea, the final journaling idea that I want to share with you is this. Ask yourself every day, at the end of the day, what's the best thing that happened today? What's the best thing that happened today? I love this one. Absolutely love it. At the end of the night, right before bed, you grab your journal, write down the single best thing that happened to you today. If you want an easy way to journal, this is it. If you want to be able to journal and kind of slide into it, or if you're looking for a gateway drug into journaling, then this is the one that you should do because it's super easy. And even if you had the shittiest day ever, this will help you go to sleep with a happier mindset. Because when you think about, again, like we said earlier, when you think about what you're grateful for, it's impossible to be stressed out. If you're really feeling grateful about something, then it's impossible to be stressed out. And if you think about it, you pull your focus into what the best thing that happened to you today was, however small, and I'll share some examples with you in a bit, then you'll go to sleep in a better mindset than if you had not done that. Have a bad day, you go to bed, you know, you're just thinking about, you're ruminating over all this negative stuff. Negative thoughts are popping up left and right. You go to sleep. Maybe you have a nightmare. You wake up, you know, it just has a negative domino effect. With this, you can reverse that, turn it into a positive domino effect. Again, end of the night, right before bed, grab your journal, write down the single best thing that happened to you today. Yes, you do have to choose just one thing. And the reason for this specific question, what's the best thing that happened today, is so powerful is because it forces you, again, to shift your focus onto something positive prior to dozing off to sleep. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that it's better to go to sleep thinking about something positive rather than it is to go to sleep thinking about something negative. Here are some examples about how I've actually put this journaling idea to work in my own life. Again, start off the page with this question, or if you have a journal that's dedicated to this specific purpose like I do, I've got one right next to the bed and it just has one of those little stickers on it where I've pre-printed this question, what's the best thing that happened today? It's a small little one and I have it right next to my bed, right? And right before I go to sleep every night, I pull it out and I just record the single best thing that happened, right? So some examples, example number one, just a simple one, recorded 3 audiobooks and audiobook summaries. Booyah. So that's one example. Example number 2, walked through the door, Nora ran up to me, gave me a huge hug and said, I love you, Dada. And example number 3, I read and responded to a really touching email sent by a listener of the podcast. Right? These are simple. Some of them are sort of might be meaningless to you, but they were a big deal to me. And so what counts is that you write at least one thing that was meaningful to you into that journal before you go to bed. That's a game changer right there, I'm telling you. So here's how it works. Open up to a fresh page in your journal, and or if possible, have a small journal dedicated specifically for this purpose to keep next to your bed, which is again what I do. Every night before bed, take out your journal, answer this question. What is the best thing that happened to me today? Then simply begin to write out the single best thing that you experienced today. That's it. Your answer can be a single sentence or several sentences, but the key, again, to doing this consistently is to keep it simple. Write it down and get your ass to bed. So that's it. That's all I've got for you. These are the 6 journaling ideas that I would highly recommend just to practice or experiment with. Some of them you'll decide you want to keep and continue to do on a day-to-day basis. Some of them you'll only turn to on an as-necessary basis. Just to quickly recap them. 1, write down your goals every day. 2, keep a daily log. 3, journal 3 things you're grateful for every day. 4, journal your problems. 5, journal your stresses. 6, journal your answer to what's the best thing that happened today every night before bed. Now, you might be wondering whether I do all of these journaling exercises on a daily basis. And the answer to that is no. But there are a few that I do on a daily basis as of this podcast episode. As you're listening to this right now, here are the 3 that I do every single day, no matter what. The first one is I write down my goals every single day. The second one is I keep a daily log. And the third one is I quickly jot down the single best thing that happened to me every day before bed. Every night before bed, I just quickly jot it down. Right? These 3 for me are non-negotiable. The others I do less frequently or as necessary, but I've experimented with all of them. Now, what you decide to do, that's entirely up to you. I just wanted to provide you with these ideas. I hope that they help you. And, you know, if you've never journaled before, my suggestion would be to just pick just one from this list, try it out, then move on to the next one. Once you've tried them all, you can then decide which ones to keep in the mix and which ones you could do without. Whichever way you decide to go, though, here's one thing I want to leave you with. If your life is worth living, then it's worth recording. If your life's worth living, then it's worth recording. And one of the best ways to do that is with a journal. Go out there every single day until the next episode and live like you give a damn.